This is the Marketing Mobster Show. I'm your host, Brian Jones. As a podcast host, I've interviewed some of the brightest minds in marketing and self-development. Now, I'm on a mission to inspire other men who dream to be the best versions of themselves. Follow me on my journey as I learn, apply, and share real marketing and life hacks from some of the most gangster marketers and influencers I know. Hacks that will make you feel better and make more money in your business as a result. Yes, I'm Brian Jones, and this is the Marketing Mobster Show. What's up, gangsters? Brian Jones here, the Marketing Mobster, and this episode is episode 6. Thank God for granting me this moment of clarity. A little Jay-Z for you. No, but I did get granted a moment of clarity recently, and you heard me talk in earlier podcasts about, you know my story, when I was on my couch, just lost real estate deals, and my wife left, and I was separated. I was on the couch, crying, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, and why I wasn't being fulfilled, and I went back and listened to the Brandon Hawk episode of the podcast, the Jones Zone podcast that my brother and I did. And anyway, so you know my history and you know why I'm doing these things. So basically I'm doing this podcast as a way to help other people, other guys specifically who are going through, let me fix this mic here, who are going through what I went through, you know. And I can honestly say I took some inspirational action, inspired action, listened to my heart, and decided to hire a coach, hire a mentor, and I'm paying a good bit of money for him to teach me how to become a men's energy transformation coach. So basically, I want to help guys who are feeling stuck in their energy. I want to help them transfer that energy so they can take inspired action and live a life that is more fulfilling and rewarding. And what I mean by inspired action, there's two types of action. There's manic action. That's where, you know, you're kind of shying away from your feelings. And in an attempt to not feel your feelings, you take what's called manic action. Oh, I gotta just keep hustling. I gotta make this logo. I gotta do this. I gotta answer these emails. I gotta make a call to a client. However, what would happen if you took the time to feel your feelings and use your energy, use your feelings to move that energy through your body into what's called inspired action? That way, when you're taking inspired action, it's very deliberate and it's very calculated. So I'm not, you know, this stuff is very new to me. So you're along on my journey. But I am excited to say that I have hired a coach, and I am going through a 10-week program, and I can't wait to share everything that I'm learning with you guys, because I honestly feel like there's a lot of men out there, men entrepreneurs, business owners, who are just taking manic action every day and nothing's getting done. And it's leaving them feeling helpless, and it's leaving them feeling unfulfilled and full of self-doubt and lacking confidence. So I'm excited for this journey, and I want you guys to listen to this show, because I am going to be sharing basically everything that I'm learning from this top-level coach. And You guys are gonna be able to take what I'm learning and apply it in your own life and business, and I'm excited. I'm really excited for this. But I would be lying if I said I'm not a little frightened. You know, anytime that you take a big leap, anytime that you step outside that comfort zone, and you're faced with uncertainty in the future, it's called the terror barrier, as my coach says. You know, you keep trying to. The terror bearer wants you to stay safe. You know, it's like your old self is like, what the hell are you doing? You know, my old self is like, just sell houses, Brian, just sell houses, or find a new job. Even though you hate real estate and it gives you anxiety, just do it, man. You're safe doing that. That's what my old self says, but I'm not here on this planet to play it safe. You know, I plan on scaling this company and this coaching business, and I plan to scale it using the best marketing strategies out there today, and sales funnels and webinars and affiliate marketing, using my attractive character and storytelling, resonating with the people who listen to this show, like you. And it's exciting, but yes, it's very frightening, but you know, no risk, no reward. I think Jafar said that on Aladdin. Anyways, but yeah, I want to teach you guys, and I want to teach other people how to take inspired action in creating a safe place for their emotions and their feelings and their heart in a way that's relatable. I recently found out the heart is like 60 times more powerful electrically than the brain. So, I mean, that whole there's a whole world out there that's a whole other whole other world energy field, you can say, when you tap into that, that lives begin to change. And I'm just excited to be on this journey. Real quick, I want to thank my buddy Franz. He's been helping me out with a bunch of funnels and our other business as well, the Confidence Charisma Coach. He actually launched he's giving away a free website, free ebook. It's called Who Gives a Fuck? That's what it's called. You can get a free copy at confidenceebook.club. And it's an unconventional way to build self-confidence. So if you're a guy and you're listening to this and you're just struggling with self-confidence, I would say download that ebook. It's 97 pages, so it's no fluff, man. It's a lot of good stuff in there. I actually read it and started applying it to my life. And again, it all comes into a full circle. So when you're ready to level up, the universe is going to tell you what to do. So it's going to put people who you're meant to be in alignment with. It's going to give you the resources, and it's just going to look out for you, but you have to be looking out for it as well. So, but yeah, I'm excited because I'm going to, you know, for the first time in my life, I'm like, I have clarity on what I'm doing. So it's very exciting. And without further ado, let's get into what I want to talk about on this episode. As you can see, I named this episode, Thank God for Granting Me This Moment of Clarity. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan. I kind of, you know, that's from the Black Album song, Moment of Clarity. But when your vision becomes aligned and when you start to envision what's actually possible, you know, good things happen. And I say that because all of my life, I've struggled with finding my purpose and passion. I've never had anything like passion that I had to do, nothing like that. And I don't know why, but I remember specifically looking back. I got out of the Air Force when I was 23 and I was delivering pizzas for Domino's while I was going to school. And I remember standing on the corner one day and holding a sign. It was like, yeah, buy one, get one free, whatever. And somebody actually drove by. It was on a busy intersection in the city that I lived in, the town. Well, it was a city, 70,000 people. But anyway, someone threw like a fountain drink at me. It missed me, but like it pissed me off so bad. And I was thinking, I was just thinking there. I was standing there and I was like, a year ago I was in United Arab Emirates. I was deployed in the Middle East. I was part of a mission. I was part of something bigger than myself. And now I'm out. I have the freedom, but I don't have the freedom because I'm making $5 an hour at Domino's, delivering pizzas, getting slushies thrown at me. And my confidence was just shot. I desperately wanted to get back into the Air Force, but they wouldn't let me. They wouldn't take prior service. So I did the next best thing, and I joined the reserves. Air Force Reserves, and it was just different. But the point is, I've always kind of been searching for a purpose bigger than myself, and taking the courage to actually take that inspired action and doing something that's going to scare you, even though you know in your heart and you're following your heart that it's going to be everything's going to be okay, but the fear is still going to be there. But it's you got to ride that negative energy. So I'm grateful that I finally now have clarity. And And I'm going to be able to change a lot of people's lives. I can feel the energy. My coaches are on board. They're pumping me up. And I'm just really excited to share everything with, you know, the listeners of this show and podcast. And if there's one thing that you take from this episode specifically, is to take inspired action. And what do I mean by that? I said it earlier, but it's feeling those emotions and riding yourself up that emotional ladder. And I'm going to teach you how to ride your emotional ladder all the way through inspired action in future episodes. But for this episode, just be aware, manic action is going to sabotage you, and it's not going to lead you to a place where you want to go. It's going to keep you from feeling your feelings. And whenever you start to feel those feelings, that's when magic happens. That's when I swallowed my ego. That's when I swallowed my ego and said, yes, I'm willing to feel. And once I said that, my life is drastically changed. So I'm excited. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you guys later. Peace.